Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Feeding the Blind, FTB brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision Nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to community. Partner with us to bridge gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Tonight's show, well, it's going to be a little different show tonight. This show was always done with Lynn, my co-host, and myself. And Lynn has been sick the last few days. She can hardly talk. Today, she sounds pretty good. But last couple of days, she had laryngitis. She couldn't even talk at all. She had a very, very, very bad virus. So we're going to try the show without Lynn. She'll come in a little bit every once in a while that she's able to talk. We have some very interesting points of view of different things. Before we begin, I got to give it some shout outs though. But I got a big happy birthday. First to my son, Brian, our son, Brian Jeffrey, our son, his birthday was yesterday. I want to say happy birthday to Brian. And also, I want to give a get well to Sheila Young, who fell down. And let's just say broke part of her hip. Hope she gets better soon. Get well. We've been thinking about her. Love her. Right now, I want to introduce our co-host tonight's show. Co-host will be Gary Sinclair. Gary, are you there?
I certainly am, Michael. Welcome, everybody. You're back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And yes, we need our prayers out there for Sheila. She's in a lot of pain. So she needs a lot of prayers.
And in the studio, we have Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, are you there?
Hey, yeah, I'm here. I'm working out some stuff, trying to get stuff situated. I got us 90% back. So I got to clean up some other stuff. But we own and live and popping. I got you.
Okay.
Get well, Sheila. Get well, Sheila. And Lynn.
And Lynn, can you say hello?
And Lynn.
I can. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the June 4th edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show. And we still have that mystery person on Zoom. We don't know who it is, so okay. We'll find out in a little bit.
It's not me, Chris. It's not me. Okay.
Yeah, it's a 706 area code, and they don't say who they are, so we shall see, but
so
okay.
We got a mystery on Zoom, and I got a mystery in the studio. Okay, so we're doing good then. Okay.
Oh, Lynn, tonight with us,
Lynn.
Is it what?
That 706 is me. I'm using Gary's phone.
Oh, there you go. Geez. There's the answer. Okay. There's your answer.
I was worried it was an invited guest.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, it's me.
I also want to thank Debbie Downing for joining us tonight. Debbie,
good
there?
Evening, everybody. Yes. Thanks for inviting me on and being back again. And sorry you're not feeling well, Lyndon, but I'm more than happy to step in and, you know, fill in as I can for you.
Thanks. Your voice sounds
love you, Debbie.
Okay.
Well, I told you what I had to eat earlier, Gary.
Tonight's conversation, we're going to start off, we're going to start off with all the phone folks. We're going to start off something that started this week with me. Now, I got to preface this whole thing by saying something very important. I am a driven person my whole life. When it comes to business, when it comes to sales, I am, let's just say, a personality. I am persistent. I am relentless. And I get the job done. People all say, how did you do Blind and Beyond Radio Show? How did you get so big? Well, that's part of what we do. But on the other hand, now I have to talk to you what the problem is right now with me right now. That was the good side. Now I got to go to the bad side. The bad side is when I went blind in 08, the story is most of my life has been around Lynn. Not because I love her, which is it's true, I love her. Not because I need her, because I do. I've always needed her because she's been my pal, my partner, and everything I've ever done in the last 37 years. But she took the numbness away when I went blind because she was sighted. So she helped me along the way. Yes, I learned to use my cane, and yes, I learned to use my microwave, but there are a lot of things I've never learned. My audience, I've always told you the truth about myself, what I could do and what I can't do. Well, here's the problem. When Lynn got sick this week was the first time since I've known Lynn that, well, that she was totally sick. She had pneumonia before, but not like same situation as now. Now, she couldn't do anything. And I felt useless. And I did not like the feeling that I could not help her. It brought to this right now what I want to talk about tonight. My listeners, listen to the phone number, 407-894-1680. I'd like you to join in what I'm going to say. Because those folks that are having caregivers, like I have with Lynn with me, if you lose your caregiver for a moment, what do you do? What do you do? Now, Gary, you've been alone, but you too, you can't do everything yourself either because you can't use a computer, as you know, you told me. A lot of things you can do. You can cook. I can't.
Right.
So the point is, if you get sick, what do you do?
If I get sick and I'm all by myself, I just got to put up with it and take care of myself. I mean, there's no other ways, means about it. I mean, I could, like you said, I can still cook and I can manage to get around the house.
But if you can't, okay, if you can't, like my brother got a broken hip.
Right.
So he's got he went out and got a caregiver.
Right. I'd have to do that. In fact, probably, fortunately with me, the VA would help me.
Okay. So you got the VA to help you?
Yes.
Okay. Now.
Thank God for that.
Thank God for your VA.
Yes. Yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
You're a caregiver yourself. You're blind, and you are a caregiver to Grant. Right?
To some degree, yes.
To some degree.
Yeah.
So the question is, if, like we've been talking about, we find there's a big difference between someone who's been blind from birth and someone who's been blind, oh, let's just say, only a short, say, 10% of their life. If 90% of their life they're sighted, then the problem is they don't know Braille. They don't know a lot of things. Would you go along with that, Debbie?
For the most part, I've known of people who are older. I knew of a lady who bought a copy of a screen reader that I was selling, and she bought it. She was 86 years old. She didn't know how to do everything with it, but nobody does. But she was able to do the basic stuff. She knew how to send emails. she was able to get on the web. So I think it all depends on how driven you are to learn.
There's your answer right there. That mm-hmm. word driven. Like, I've been driven for business, but not driven to take care of myself. You said this woman who is driven to do something, and I agree. Mm-hmm. There's always something about someone who does something.
If I know of another lady who lost her sight gradually, and she still has a little bit, but she went and got a guide dog, and she goes all over the place now.
Wait. She goes all over the place. I go all over the place too. So that doesn't make me independent because I can travel. I've traveled all over the United States being blind without Lynn, myself, and going on an airplane myself, mm-hmm. trains myself. That is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about taking care of someone else. I'm talking about how, if you are blind, how you're taking care of someone else. That's what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is, you're talking about someone who can do you.
Right. Well, we were talking about people who lost their sight later, whether they're able to do things as easily or learn how to do them as easily as people who were born blind. So I was just giving an example.
Yes. The difference is she travels. I'm talking about someone who can take care of someone else. Someone who's sighted knows all the ropes. They went to school. Did you go to a public school?
Public school.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you learn Braille?
In public school, because New Jersey had one of the best commissions for the blind since 1910, and they've never had a school for the blind other than a private one. I believe it's St. Joseph's in Jersey City. But as far as the state goes, they've always mainstreamed their students. And if they had to send them to a school for the blind for whatever reason, not being able to cope or the teachers weren't cooperative or whatever, then they would send them to either Overbrook in Philadelphia or the Maryland School for the Blind.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking
about... Hey, Michael?
Yes.
If I could interrupt for a second, I think we should be going into a commercial.
No, go ahead. Don't worry about it, Gary.
Okay. You got it.
Later now, even people who are born blind, I think it depends upon the family situation again and the era that you were born. Today, most kids who are born blind, well, first of all, a lot of them now have other disabilities besides because of technology and medical advances.
I have a question for you. I interrupt you now.
Mm-hmm.
What if you couldn't take care of Grant?
I guess we would have to probably go into an assisted living facility.
Okay.
Yep. That's probably. What I say too.
Yeah.
So some of you would have to go to assisted living.
Which is very expensive.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cost prohibitive,
so,
actually.
I'm throwing this out to our audience. What would you do? Like I said, I found myself totally useless. I mean, I'll tell you this right now. You're going to laugh now at this. Lynn wanted Jell-O. I couldn't even make Jell-O. Now, you're all going to laugh and say, everybody can make Jell-O. Wrong. I couldn't. I asked my brother. He couldn't. I asked most of my friends from my age bracket. They couldn't make Jell-O. So a lot of, and those are sighted people too as well.
Wait. Huh? Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I can't make Jell-O either.
Okay.
So, now, Michael, they do sell snack pack Jell-O.
I don't like that.
But Lynn doesn't like that.
That's okay. I made my own.
She made her own.
Michael, I'm proud of you, Michael.
Point. I'm bringing up a point.
But sometimes.
A lousy Jell-O I couldn't make. Yeah. A lousy Jell-O.
Right.
But Michael, I'm proud of you because you made peanut butter and jelly sandwich last night.
Okay, now you're being a wise guy. You're telling the truth, but that's the truth. I tried to do that myself.
Well, I'm in the same boat with you, Mike, so you're good to go. We can't make Jell-O, but we can make a mean peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
The point.
Yeah, there are a lot of sighted people who can't do these things either. You know,
I make a mess of mine, but I make it.
Don't feel that bad.
We're talking about What do you do? We're talking about right now. I'm throwing this out to the audience. If those folks want to call in, 407-894-1680. For those folks that are by themselves or they have a sighted person taking care of them. I'm saying taking care of them. There could be their husband, could be their partner, could be anything. Could be. What I'm saying is, what do you do if that person is sick? And you now, the blind person, taking care of the person who's sighted, or the blind person taking care of somebody else. How do you get around? Now, we've been talking about someone blind from birth. A lot of it can do, well, they can do themselves. And if they can't, then they go to assisted living. A lot of it, folks that I know, a lot of their children won't help. Their children won't help them. It could be far away, or they could be close by, but they just won't help their parents. So nope. What would you say to this subject that I'm talking about? I mean, I'm admitting it right now. I'm putting it on the table. When Lynn got sick, she lost her voice. She could hardly talk. I felt totally useless. I said, what do you need? What do you want? And
the fact is that you can't read. If I could write a note, excuse me, if you were sighted, I could write a note and you could read what I wanted. So right. That was a double problem.
Right now she can talk. 2 days ago, she couldn't talk. Yesterday, she was.
You know what, Lynn? I know Michael doesn't use the computer.
No.
Hold on, Michael. If you, do you have a laptop or do you have a desktop computer?
No, we're on the laptop right now.
Okay. If it's a Windows machine, there is a built-in screen reader. And you can type a note on there if you were able and turn that screen reader on and have it read to Michael.
Well, so that's you a couldn't good idea. Speak.
Oh, that was a good idea.
I could have done that yesterday.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
It's called Narrator.
Okay, I'll look for it.
And it's free.
Well, that's what we need to know, things you're mentioning. Mm-hmm. That brings up something we didn't know.
Is that Windows 10?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, that's a point. There's a point. Okay. Then I would have got the message across that she could have told me because she could have written it down on the computer and the computer would have talked to me and then I would have heard what she's saying.
Yes.
Does anybody else have any other comments?
I know you don't like to deal with technology, but technology has been my best friend going back from Braille to the computer, to the iPhone, all kinds of stuff. And everything in this house talks just about. We don't even use Braille that much anymore. And not that it's not something that should be taught. I think it should be taught because kids who don't learn Braille because they have some remaining vision and they're doing everything they can and the parents don't want them to have to learn Braille.
Wait a second, Debbie. I got to interrupt
you. They're struggling.
Debbie, I got to interrupt you. 1 second.
Okay.
I'd love some people to call in and discuss this with us. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. If you have any ideas what we're talking about, because I would love to hear it myself, 407-894-1680. What happens when your caregiver goes down? What happens?
So as I was saying, if you don't know Braille, it's almost as if you're illiterate because you don't know how sentences are formed because you can't see it. You don't know how words are spelled. You're almost illiterate if you don't learn Braille, and people may disagree with me, but that's what I feel. And
you know, Debbie, you just brought up a point to me, and that's because my spelling right now is terrible because I don't use a computer, I don't spell out words, and I don't remember how to spell, really. Lots of words, I wouldn't know how to spell that now.
Mm-hmm. There were words I didn't know how to spell.
Before, if you could see, you'd recognize stuff. But I can't see, so I can't recognize nothing.
So, Lynn, I was thinking, basically, you and I have spoiled these guys.
Yeah.
And that's partly why, if something happens to us, they're not able to function as well.
That's right.
They've been spoiled. Now, when Grant was still working and I wasn't, well, I I took care of a lot of stuff, and I know he was tired when he got home and whatnot. And so it sort of continued on, and especially even more when he had to retire because of medical issues.
It's time to go to a break.
Okay.
Time to go to a break. It's break time. We have to go to a break. Chris, time to go to a break.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSighteyewear.com.
Ambutech, your mobile way of life. We're worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Well, let me just say this. Our next guest is not only a friend, but a tremendous sponsor to this radio show. So if you have any needs when it comes to vision impaired or blindness, don't forget Independent Living Aids, and don't forget LSNS. Right now, it's time for the owner, Melissa Bolbeck, to talk to us about Independent Living Aids and LSNS. Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Hello, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Melissa.
So, Melissa,
hi, who's that?
Do you have any that this you're talking to Debbie?
Debbie, hi, Debbie.
Hi.
This is Gary.
Do you have any thoughts on this conversation? Hi, Gary.
Hello.
I said, Melissa. Melissa.
Yeah.
We were discussing about different things when you're, let's just say, your spouse, your partner, your anything, your someone who takes care of you. Do you have any kinds of suggestions of anything that you sell? Because I know, like we were talking about making a simple thing like Jell-O. And
right. Okay. So I would start that conversation like we start every conversation, which is, what is it that you want to do? And it sounds like, based on what I was hearing, that you, Michael, don't do a lot of cooking and that Lynn's doing all the cooking.
That's correct.
Right? Yep. So the task at hand, if you want to be able to take care of Lynn, is that you have to be able to cook. Maybe. At least boil water.
That's first thing, boil water, correct.
Boil water. So I'm going to focus on two things here, I think. And it sounds like also if Lynn is sick, you want to know how sick she is. So there's medical type products like talking thermometers, talking blood pressure meters, things like that. You may want something like that so you know how ill she is or how much better she is getting. So it kind of gets back to the conversation we always have. What is it that you want to be able to do? If you want to be able to cook for her, let's talk about kitchen products. If you want to be able to monitor health, let's talk about health products. So we can talk about some of those things. So here, for example, if you want to be able to boil water safely, one of the things we have is a single burner induction stove. What that means is you push a button and you put a stainless steel tea kettle on it, and you can easily boil the water in that tea kettle without having to deal with a hot stove. Hot stoves can be super dangerous for someone who has low vision or no vision. And with an induction burner, the whole point, it uses kind of magnetic coupling so that the burner never gets hot. And so it's a safe way to boil water. Wow. So then let's get back to the Jell-O. Now, I am hearing that you're not a big fan of technology, but in the case of the Jell-O, you could use one of the scan and read machines that you would point the scanner at the back of the Jell-O box, like an Orcam, for example, or we have other scanners that read, like the Patriot, that you stick something underneath the camera, you punch it, and it reads the directions back to you, and that would tell you how to boil the Jell-O. So if you wanted to do something like, make some protein for her. If you had something in the freezer like chicken fingers or chicken nuggets or even like a veggie burger or something like that, we sell rotary dial air fryers so that you could throw those products into the air fryer, turn it a quarter of a turn, that would be 15 minutes, and boom, now you've been able to cook something for her. The talking microwave, it sounds like you have that already. We have buttons that we can put on the on a non-talking microwave, little stickers, to make that more accessible for you. You know, so it comes back to, do you want to learn how to cook more? Or do you want to be able to dial, to call other people for help if you aren't already using a smartphone? I mean, so you kind of, it gets back to what is the task that you are particularly needing to do. And I would
Melissa,
also say, yeah.
This is Gary. Also, too, I was going to mention to Michael that some products in the store where he orders from, they have Hungry Man dinners. They have Marie Callender dinners. Lots of good things that are pretty easy to put in the microwave.
Yep, absolutely. So you don't have to be a cook, but you may
no.
want to, you know, to have a little more independence in the kitchen.
Melissa,
yeah, because part
this
of this, too, is like it's, yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead with your thought.
No, go ahead.
No. Michael and I were talking off the air yesterday, and he was talking about how he would like to be able to do the laundry, and the machine is all digital. And I know from what I hear, I live in an apartment, so we have our own challenges with the machines in the laundry room. But for people wanting to buy, for people wanting to, you know, who have machines in their homes, it's getting to be very difficult to find those that have knobs and dials and buttons and things. Everything is a flat screen. But I'm thinking that maybe there might be an overlay that you know of. Even if he doesn't know Braille, he can learn. Yeah, he mm-hmm. can get stickers. Or I even mentioned he can call one of the visual interpreting services, like Be My Eyes. And
more
yep.
important, let's go back to Melissa, what she's selling. I'm more interested in what Melissa's
selling.
But
the stickers are a great example.
Yeah.
And this comes back to what
exactly.
you want to be able to do. So we have stickers. They're called HALOS, which stands for Home Appliance Labeling Overlay. And we sell sets that are for washing machines. We sell sets that are for microwaves. And we sell sets that are for ovens. And the purpose of them is that they are different tactile shapes that are supposed to be intuitive, that you would stick on a digital screen, presuming that, you know, a button is not a multifunction button. And so, like, there's going to be one place you're going to press to put it on hot, one place you're going to press to put it on cold. I don't have the stickers in front of me right now, but there's, you know, there's sets of, like, 12 different commands in each of these different types of stickers. And so you put these on that digital screen. And so one of them would be the start button. One of them would be the temperature button. And that would enable you to better label those awful displays on your appliance.
So what just,
Melissa,
1 second, Gary. The big question is then, if I was a persistent and patient person, then I can call up Independent Living Aids or LSNS and ask them about anything. Because what you're saying is from the cane to a temperature thermometer to Pen Friend to anything that's needed by the person who's blind or vision impaired, you got. Is that right? Pretty much.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
And I always come back to the question is, what is that you want to be able to do? What is it? What is the task you're trying to solve? And let's take
Melissa,
one task at a time. Yeah.
Yeah. Melissa, this Gary again, I've got a situation, a little problem that's the stick on barcodes for ID mates.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been finding a problem with I like to freeze things in my freezer and put the barcode on. And I say, I brought this home from this restaurant or that restaurant leftovers. And lately I've been going with the barcode and it says, does not identify. Because of the cold, does that wear those stickers off?
You know, I don't know. So the ID mate went out of production a couple of years ago because they couldn't get parts anymore, right? And so we haven't. We used to sell it. We don't sell it anymore, obviously, because it doesn't exist. Are you using kind of like some of the just these reusable labels that you're putting on the different products?
Right. They feel popular.
Yeah.
They're sticky, and you put them on. And do you still have those labels?
No, I don't think so. We used to have a set, like we had a couple sets for a version several units before, but nothing for the most recent version. The only thing I can think of is that they've started to really just get worn off. I don't know if you called Envision America to see if they have any more of the labels that you could buy.
I just get my stuff through the VA.
Well, the VA, I know they do a lot of work with the VA, so maybe the VA could get it for you.
Right, but I was just wondering because I noticed that I've had some things in the freezer for a while, and also read it at one time when I put it on, but then later in time, it says does not identify. So I wonder if the cold was disrupting the signal of the sticker.
It shouldn't. I mean, it's just a barcode, right?
Yeah,
as long
as
there is an ice crystal
or
something over it.
Yeah, I warmed it up. I don't know. I don't understand. But now I have whatever it is comes out. That's what I got.
Yep. And you'll love it.
Surprise dinner. Surprise, surprise.
Mystery meat.
Yeah.
Melissa, do you sell any type of accessible cell phones?
We sell, the cell phone that we sell right now is the Blind Shell.
Okay.
Which is a touch button phone, and it only works on T-Mobile, big caveat. But so for folks that don't want a flat panel smartphone, there is this touch button Blind Shell, and it uses a lot of voice commands. It speaks everything back to you. It has those tactile buttons. So it's kind of, it has a big screen. So for folks that have some vision still, there is that screen. So it's kind of, it kind of harkens back to the old cell phones before we moved into
Melissa,
these
I got to interrupt you. We have a caller I'd like to talk. Melissa, I got to interrupt you. We have a caller I'd like to talk to you.
Listen,
caller, where are you calling from?
Sure.
I have Peter from Osmar, Florida calling in. Peter, how you doing?
Hey,
is it relevant,
I'm
Peter?
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was saying, it occurred to me this week, I made it the word anti-bells and whistles. There's too many bells and whistles. You know, because I just learned how to use whatever we have, actually a toaster oven. It was like, I learned how to use it. Okay, there was a knob. It's like,
Peter,
well, you just keep it at 12 o'clock position.
Peter, and this, what's and your this question to Melissa? What is your question to Melissa, Peter?
My question is, What about people who like simplicity?
Like, so I will say that when we go looking for products, I try so hard to find the simplest things. Because for absolutely all the reasons that you have just said. So that's why, for example, with this air fryer that we sell, it's a rotary dial air fryer, trying to keep it simple. We sell a lot of really simple things like I'm going to stick with the kitchen theme for the moment. If you just want to chop up some onions, you put it in this little kind of a press. It goes through the blades below, and boom, you've chopped your onions. Or something that you can put it in this little pump action thing, and it chops and twists your onions. So simple tools to help in the kitchen. Because I agree, technology, they just want to make everything faster and cooler and who knows what. And so I will say that we look hard to find the simplest things that we can offer.
Great. Cause, and then we'll say, but one day you may want to use this. Like, I'm going at 60 years old. I've never wanted to do it till now. I'm going to let me take my chances that I won't need that exceptional occasion. It's just give me the things I need 99% of the time. Right?
Right. Right.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling in, Peter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.
Bye. We're going to go to break. Melissa, stay on for a minute. Don't go away, Melissa.
Okay.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Bump, 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 bump.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's CONCERTO study.com.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision Nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to community. Partner with us to bridge gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We've been talking to Melissa Baldbeck, who is the owner of LSNS and Independent Living Aids. Melissa, are you there?
I'm back.
Now, let's wrap it up. Here. Tell us where we can get a hold of you.
So you can always catch us online, www.independentliving.com. You are also welcome to call us Monday through Friday, Eastern Time, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And that number is 1-800-537-2118.
And it's also on our webpage. So if you did not hear Melissa say the phone number and you didn't hear it, you can go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and you can get the phone number from our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And Melissa, we're going to order that pot that you were talking about for the top of the stove.
Well, it doesn't sit on the stove. It's independent, the induction burner.
It's an electric pot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's would be good for Michael. And also, good luck taking care of your dad. I wanted to say that.
Good luck taking care of yourself, right? Right? Yeah. The caregiver can't go down, Lynn. So you just take care of yourself.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Well, listen, it's always good to hear from you.
Thank you very much for having me. Okay.
Our pleasure.
Good night.
It's trivia time. Bye-bye. Okay, here's our first trivia of the day. Who is singing? This was a monster hit. Who is singing this song? Tell me who's singing the song. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? A monster hit. That's not it.
That's not the song. I didn't send him that.
Nope.
Chris, that's not it.
That's not it, Chris.
Yeah, I know. I'm.
Okay, I'll send you the email again.
No, it's not that. It's reading one thing, but it's playing something different.
Oh, brother. Well, that, you know what this song is.
Yeah, this is what I'm dealing with today on this end. But give me a moment. Let me pull it up.
The phone number, again, I'll say it slow this time. It's 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Everybody should know this song. This is a big hit, monster hit. Who is singing the song?
He has to get it. He has to upload it first.
Yep. He's got to get it first. Yep. Anyway, let's see.
Something crazy going on in Ocala.
Yeah, it is. We had a power outage over here earlier today, and it threw everything off. It knocked everything out. So I got a long night in here tonight because I got to put my stuff back in, as well as I'm working now putting your items in and working on your items so they can go right in with no problem. So that's what I'm dealing with now. So just bear with me. Oh, okay, I think I got it. Here we go. You ready, Mike?
We're ready.
Ready. Oh, you don't get no spending cash. Oh, here I am. If you don't stir
that kitchen floor. Okay, so I had to pull it another way, but it's playing. And I got the phone line blowing up.
Don't go back. Just finish cleaning up your
room. Yeah. Let's see
that dust out. I had the phone line be lit. We haven't played the song yet. Get all
that garbage outside. They know it.
Or you don't go out Friday. New call is first. New call is first.
Wait. I got the song playing. I got two callers calling in.
And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat. Yaggity yak.
Don't talk.
Well, let's get a caller.
All right, so I just played a little bit of it so everybody can hear it, and I got two callers calling in. But everybody knows this song. Why it's not playing in my system, I don't know, because I'm just discombobulated over here with the system tonight. So just I got to go to the weight room and work out.
Silence is golden.
That was a great song.
Well, yeah, it's a good one, Mike. I like it. Got a good beat.
Yeah. Grant says he hears it, but we don't hear it.
Yeah, David said he hears it too.
I want new callers first for this song. This was a huge song.
Was everybody else hearing it, not us?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like.
I'll be doggone. That's a first. But you know, this is Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
No, Grant said he can hear it.
Whenever.
Yeah, Grant can hear it. Yep.
Yep, this is live.
New callers
this is
first.
Live.
New callers first. This was a
new
huge
callers
hit.
First. Come on.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? This was a monster hit. And don't forget, when it comes to Pen Friend, when it comes to all your needs for vision impaired or blind, go to Melissa and reference to her LSNS or Independent Living Aids. That's the place to go to get whatever you need.
The links are on our website.
The links are on our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Go there and it gives you the phone number and her information. So do we have a winner yet? I want an independent person, new person.
Gotta hurry.
No hurry.
So I will,
I'm good.
Chris.
Yeah.
You got callers?
No. I think we're gonna have to move on.
Okay. Okay. I got four callers on the phone line. I got Mama Rose from Orlando, Bobby from East Chester, New York, Bill from Delray Beach, and Tony from Wellington.
Bobby from where? Bobby from New York.
From East Chester, New York.
Hey, Bobby. Yeah, say Bobby, because Bobby's a new caller.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. I thought he was a new caller, but he said, no, he called in a couple of times before. But yeah, I'm trying to remember, but let's go for it. Bobby, how you doing, Bobby?
We'll go for Bobby.
I'm doing good.
Bobby,
hey, Bobby.
Calling from East Chester, New York. Bobby, can you step away from your device so we can hear you?
Hold on. Let me just turn her off. Alexa, stop.
Well, you can't say that throughout everybody because you're going to make everybody stop.
No, I wasn't near it. I was like close to my door. Anyway, I know the song.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yakety Yak by the Coasters.
100% right. 100% right, Bobby.
Yakety Yak.
Yakety Yak by the Coasters. You just won yourself a $10
gift card
from Subway. That's right.
Don't.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Coming your way, Bobby.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for calling in, Bobby.
Thanks for calling in. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're welcome. I live in New York.
Okay, how did you hear about this? How did you hear about the show?
What part of New York do you live?
I heard about the show through a friend. I guess it was a couple of years ago, and I've been listening since then.
Wow. You've been listening for a few years. You didn't call in. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Give me your address, and we can send you out the gift card.
Hey, Bobby, don't hang up. Don't hang up, Bobby. Hold on one moment, all right?
Yep, hang on.
Thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate it so
much. Thank you.
And we're going to go to break.
What? Okay. Did you want to say hi to Mama Rose?
I would love to say
hi. Mama Rose.
We're going to break.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So we're going to go to break.
Mama Rose.
Hi. Hey. How are you?
Hi, Mama Rose. How you doing?
Hey, Mama Rose.
I'm doing great. I've been missing the show. I've been busy.
I'm sorry you missed out on this one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get the next one.
Well, get the next one. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling in, Mama Rose.
Thank you. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.